This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Witnesses report gunfire at a military camp outside Mali's capital and what a local embassy described as a possible mutiny against President Ibrahim Aboubakar Keita. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says gunshots were heard Tuesday about 15 kilometers northwest of Bamako. A group of soldiers were later seen headed toward the capital. VOA's Bambara service reports that the president of Mali's National Assembly and the head of the National Guard have been arrested. Opposition supporters have held several large protests in recent months calling for President Keita's resignation. Clashes between security forces and protesters in July killed at least 11 people. It's a convention like no other. No crowds, no fanfare, no noisemakers. A virtual democratic convention, and it opened up last night after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention. With more, Mike Gracia from Associated Press.
All for Unity themed the opening night of the Democratic National Convention.
And holds second place to my responsibility to my country.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran unsuccessfully for the Democratic nomination again this year.
We need Joe Biden as our next president.
The final speaker of the night was former First Lady Michelle Obama.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election.
The convention continues nightly through Thursday. I'm Mike Gracia.
The president will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. For more on the campaign and the conventions, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Before leaving on his Midwestern campaign swing, President Trump told reporters Monday that he has encouraged officials to speed up the mail, not slow it down. The president said last week he opposes $28 billion in new funding for the postal agency, part of it to pay for the collection and processing of an unexpected onslaught of millions of mailed-in ballots from voters too afraid to go to polling places during the coronavirus pandemic. He also talked about a possible stimulus to relieve those suffering economically from the pandemic.
I think that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer should get back into Washington and they should approve stimulus for the people. We should give some of this was China's fault. It wasn't their fault. And we'd like to see payment going to the people, maybe PPE, but we want payment going to the people. We'll take care of the post office. We want to make sure that the post office runs properly.
Nearly 173,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, with more than 170,000 of the deaths in the United States and more than 108,000 in Brazil. Mexico comes in third with about half of Brazil's figures. Well, President Trump spent his time in the Midwest battleground states of Minnesota and Wisconsin yesterday. Sagar Magani has this report from Associated Press.
First in Minnesota.
Joe Biden is the puppet of left-wing extremists.
And then Wisconsin, which was to host the convention.
Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism.
The president aggressively counter-programming Biden's big virtual show, even knocking that part of it, calling the convention's taped speeches a snooze. The locations were telling, the president visiting Midwestern battlegrounds, as polls show him trailing Biden fewer than 3 months before the election. That kicked off his busiest week of campaign travel since before the pandemic. He'll be in Arizona today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vietnamese authorities have been arrested and charged three people with wire fraud involving a scheme related to the novel coronavirus pandemic that defrauded thousands of Americans out of nearly $1 million. A statement released Tuesday by the U.S. Embassy and consulate in Vietnam says the three suspects operated more than 300 websites that offered hand sanitizers and other products that had disappeared from department stores' shelves at the start of the pandemic. Over 7,000 victims in all 50 states paid for these items, but never received them. An investigation launched by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security found that hundreds of email accounts and user accounts were set up. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.